And Jesus says to us, I am the good shepherd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is well known in the church as Good Shepherd Sunday, so named because of the gospel account where Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, in John chapter 10. We have this beautiful declaration of Jesus and this revelation of who he is toward us. And he is the one who is qualified by his self-sacrifice. The good shepherd lays his life down for the sheep. And so here we see that his willing sacrifice of himself once offered is the testimony of his devoted love toward us. He has done everything necessary to safeguard us who follow him. And so on Good Shepherd Sunday, we can begin to question ourselves, are we really following Jesus as our good shepherd? And are we not perhaps following another voice or another way? For we see the characteristic mark of the good shepherd in our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the example to us of self-sacrificial love. And we also see his character portrayed in the 23rd Psalm. And what is it when we follow the good shepherd, as we have promised to do in our baptismal vows, or as we promised to do at our confirmation when we ratified the baptismal vows that were made for us by our godparents? We promise to follow Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And when we do, we see the characteristic marks of the good shepherd toward us, and also the benefits that flow to us when we truly follow the one who declares himself to be our good shepherd. And so the 23rd Psalm is a much beloved psalm. It is the most widely memorized scripture verse in the Bible. Well, maybe John 3:16 is, and then the 23rd Psalm. But it's I'll encourage you, if it's not already part of your repertoire, to memorize that, the Lord's Prayer, the creeds, the Ten Commandments, and the 23rd Psalm. Very important for us to know that. And again, when we hear that psalm, which, by the way, is appointed for the morning prayer lesson, or the psalm today in morning prayer, we also see who is Jesus toward us and the characteristic marks of our good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This sweet psalm shows us the sweetness of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it demonstrates to us his love to us, for this psalm is completely fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ, who is now our Savior. And we see by his sacrifice of himself, when that wound was opened in his side, out flowed the fountainhead of the sacraments of Holy Church. And so these benefits flow to us now that are declared in the psalm and now are given to us in the sacramental life of the church. And so that we would be led beside the still waters where our soul is refreshed speaks of baptism. Because in the waters of baptism, a person is completely washed clean of original sin. Any sins they've committed are washed away, and they are now remade, spiritually born from on high. It is at this point that they are engrafted into the body of Christ. At this point, through the sacramental action of God, that he takes up residence in their hearts, and now they can be at peace. And so we see the complete restoration of the soul in holy baptism. And that refreshment is given, fulfilled by what Christ has done for us in his saving ministry. We also see the fulfillment of this psalm in the sacramental life of the church when a person comes to be confirmed. And in their confirmation, they are signed and sealed with the chrism, and they are now strengthened in their Christian vocation, and they are one of the anointed. And so in this holy house, when we bring the bishop who exemplifies the ministry of Christ, they are sealed by confirmation. Now their heads are anointed with oil. And each one of us can rejoice that we too have been signed and sealed by the Holy Spirit, and that we bear the mark of Christ upon us. There is that sacramental moment of joy when a person has the cross placed over their head, when they are now sealed and chrismated. Now their heads are anointed with oil, and the psalm is fulfilled for them. We also see the fulfillment of the psalm for us who are followers of Christ, the Good Shepherd, when we are given the gift of grace from the altar at Holy Communion. For thou preparest a table before me, and my cup runneth over. This is the plenitude of grace that is given to us in the Holy Communion. And one of the difficult pains of this present season is that we, some of us, are divorced from this sacramental offering. We pray that soon it will be restored to the fullness that Christ would give us, where we are frequent partakers of the Holy Communion, whereby this bread, his body, our bodies are washed, and by this wine that freely flows from this altar, our souls are washed. And so we pray for that restoration, where through this sacramental grace, he will evermore dwell in us and we in him. So again, we see the psalm, it prefigures the coming of Christ. We see all of its promises fulfilled in the person of Christ, who has come among us to destroy the great enemy of death, that he might invite us through the gate of everlasting life. And so all of us who follow Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, are invited into the kingdom of heaven, where we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May we on this day rejoice in the sure promises of God fulfilled for us in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and may we humbly and with great joy and thanksgiving follow Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.